So Samuel doing covert operations for the Lord. There is a king who is anointed. His name is Saul. And Samuel is sent to anoint the one that will take Saul's place. God is not happy with Saul. Saul does not obey what God asks him to do. And so he asks Samuel to go and anoint a son of Jesse. What we see in this is that God sees the heart. He doesn't stop at the appearance of things, but sees and knows deeply everyone. It's funny because Samuel gets caught up in things. He sees the firstborn of Jesse, and he's like, well, clearly, this is the one. He's got all the attributes that one would put upon one who is to be the king. Samuel, you're wrong. You're listening to me, and I'm telling you you're wrong. Your eyes were telling you that he was the one, but your eyes are lying to you. No, it is not him. And think about this. Jesse did not even think to invite the youngest to this banquet. Is the baby of the family, is the little one. Like, he's got work to do. He's working the sheep. He doesn't even think to call him in from the field. Because I could imagine it, Samuel at a certain point, like, you know, oh, there's the second one, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, like, okay, we're getting lower here. Here's the last one. And the Lord's like, nope. He's like, what are you talking about? Nope. There is no others. Do you have another son? Oh, yeah, the youngest. Well, we're not going to start until he's here. God sees the heart. He does not see as human beings see. He doesn't see how you and I see when we look in the mirror at ourselves. That it's not how God sees us. You have to understand, too, when you look in a mirror, you see yourself opposite. You know, what's left is right and right is left anyway. So it's not even the true understanding of who you are anyway. It's flipped. It's not even true in the even in the simplest thing. It's flipped. Turn to the gospel today and we see the same situation. The Pharisees, why are they doing what is unlawful? Look what they're doing. They see not as God sees, but as human beings see. The words of Jesus are so tender. He basically is instructing the Pharisees. He says, do you not understand that God made the Sabbath on account of humanity? On account of humanity. He didn't make humanity on account of the Sabbath. The Sabbath did not come first. Humanity came first. God created humanity and he gave them the gift of the Sabbath. You have made the Sabbath greater than the humanity. You've made the gift greater than the one that it was given to. You are not seeing this rightly. The on account of is one of the translations of the made for that we use. And this for can be confused in a couple of different ways. But it's very clear. The Sabbath was not made on account of man. The Sabbath was made on account of man. Man was not made on account of the Sabbath. So, my brothers and sisters, how do you see? How do you see and understand? Do you look only with your eyes? If you look only with your eyes, you do not see yourself, nor others, nor God rightly. All that David was given in the moment that he was anointed king, he didn't all of a sudden grow and move from a buck 25 up to 225 pounds. He didn't go from 5 foot nothing to 6 foot six. The only thing David received in that moment was the anointing of the Holy Spirit by God. And that was it. That's all he needed to be the person that God knew him to be, and to show that he was with him. My brothers and sisters, we have all been anointed with the Holy Spirit. By your baptism, by your confirmation, you have received this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is in and through this Spirit that we come to know God's love, to know who he is, to know who we are, to see rightly into the world. We need this help because there are so many things that we do in life that speak contrary to the goodness and the truth and the beauty that we possess within ourselves. We're constantly confronted face to face with our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our inabilities, all of these things that speak something different. But weakness did not create you. Shortcoming did not create you. Inability did not create you. What have they to speak to you about who you are? They know nothing. They are not your creator. The one who created you knows you. And the courage to know and to love ourselves must come from one who knows and loves us. It is essential that we draw close to the Lord in the celebration of the Mass, to know that we are known and that we are loved, to have the courage to know and love ourselves. May this same Spirit be renewed within our lives so that we may see clearly in all things. Amen.